I don't know exactly how to pray for that person, all the particulars in their situation. I don't even know what to say. But the promise of what Paul is saying is that the Holy Spirit, even then, God is going to answer your prayers, not because you said the right words, the right form, the right way, the right order. It's that the Holy Spirit Himself, even then, is going to help us in our infirmities. And so, I think I mentioned a few weeks ago in one of my sermons on prayer from the tabernacle story in the book of Exodus, that we have in the New Testament taught to us a double intercession, that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself intercedes for us from heaven, Hebrews 7, verse 25, for example. And we have the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us, who assists us. So we have, and we have the promise of God that He actually hears. So we have the triune God promising us to work and to assist and to move us. So we'll pause there. I hope that, again, you, as you read this or as you listen to what we're saying, you think about it, take some notes, that you understand more deeply what prayer is, and that moves you to pray more and to pray more fervently for the needs that we have as people. Well, next time we get together, we will look at chapter 5 in this little treatise that begins on page 277. The title of that chapter is The Work of the Holy Spirit as to the Matter of Prayer. And again, it'll be a short little chapter, but hopefully it'll be interesting for us. Any comments or questions? Nothing controversial, apparently. Good. Well, shall we pray then? Let's pray. O Lord our God, we again bow before You and lift up our voices and our hearts to You. We thank You for this wonderful promise that You've given to us all throughout Your Word, but even here in Romans 8, 26. Lord, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but we do rely upon Your promise, and we pray that we would have that promise emblazoned upon our hearts, more so tonight than when we came, that we would know, O Lord, that you do hear us, and that You actually assist us when we feel distant, we feel our prayers don't do anything, we feel not inspired to pray, we don't feel we know how to pray and what to pray for. Give us Your Spirit, O Lord, to resist the temptation to not pray and to simply let someone else pray, and to simply, O Lord, just in a human way, tempt You and to test You. But we pray that You would cause us to pray more and to be more diligent and to be more thankful and more grateful and more filled with wonder at what prayer is, that You, this amazing and infinite God, have actually created us to have fellowship with You. And even now, Lord, as feebly as we do that in our weak prayers, O Lord, You hear us, You answer us, and You commune with us. We thank You, we praise You, and we ask that You would bless us upon our way and with our families, our children, in our churches. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for your attention. No comment.